When some years ago we wanted to have a radio program in Europe, I went from north to south to investigate the possibilities. And you know what I discovered? I discovered that the saints of God did not have radios. They said that's worldly. They wouldn't have them in their homes. We think that's fanatical. But I wonder how much better off lot of us would be without television sets and without some of those gadgets. Why, you wouldn't be up to date if you didn't have it. And I declare, some of those things are necessary. It's very true. But what a temptation. But I count everything but refuse. Beloved, if there was ever a time in the history of the world when the saints of God are in danger, it is today. When you look into America with the prosperity of fools that slays them, beloved, we're swimming in it. We're drowning. We're drowning in prosperity. You can't get people to pray decently. Pentecostal ministers have said to me, we have only one meeting a week that amounts to anything. That's Sunday morning, but Sunday night you can't get them out. They've got their television sets in their homes. You mean to tell me that people like that are going to heaven? Why, they wouldn't stand it in heaven without Barney Google and Sparkplug and Muff and Jeff and Crazy Cat. They wouldn't stand it 5 minutes. They're full of it. It's in their heart. But how different to be crucified, to be slain, to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth,